There's a lot of chaos and confusion in today's readings. Maybe you missed it in the second reading, the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. But Paul is sending this letter from Corinth in the year 58 AD, and he sends it ahead of him. He wants to travel to Rome to be with that community. And so he cites his apostleship. Jesus came to him. And he in that apostleship is his authority to speak into that that community. Because the community in Rome was kind of divided. It was kind of split into two different communities. There was the Jewish community, the Jewish Christians, and then there was the Gentile Christians. And this community was kind of split because the Jews may have been prideful about them being God's chosen people. They're God's chosen people by flesh and blood. They have the same blood as Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. And in this, they might have been prideful. You know, God became man as a Jew, as an Israelite. And the Romans, the Gentile Christians in Rome, they might have had their own problems that they were dealing with. They looked at the Jews who, you know, may have been God's chosen people, maybe of the same flesh and blood of Jesus Christ. But they looked at the Jews and said, well, that might be the case, but you were the ones who put him on that cross. And you were the ones who said on that Good Friday, which the words that we echo, crucify him, crucify him. And so in this tension, Paul trying to stand in the middle as mediator, tries to bring the community together by an appeal to faith. It's not by adoption. It's not by flesh and blood that we are chosen by God anymore. We are chosen by adoption, by election. And each and every one of us, this is still the case. When each and every one of us were baptized, we became a child of God. And so we were brought into the fold with God's chosen people, the Jews, the Israelites. And this is a great thing for us, that we are called child of God. So what are we called to do in response to this? In response to being called children of God? Well, we look to the scriptures and how to act. In today's first reading, we have Elijah, who's found in a cave. And the Lord tells him he will pass by. And then there's an earthquake and a fire and a great wind. And the Lord doesn't speak to Elijah in these great and chaotic things. But no, God speaks to Elijah in a still, small voice. And so too with us. God doesn't speak to us in the chaos and confusion that the world brings, in the conversations about whether masks are helpful or not, on whether or not schools are going to be open in the fall. God doesn't speak to us in the upcoming election and our worry about what's going to happen in our future. No, God still comes to us in a still, small whisper, just like he came to Elijah. And so we look to Jesus in the gospel today. Jesus had just gotten done feeding 5,000 people with 2 fish and 5 loaves. And imagine the chaos of trying to feed that many people. So Jesus has the most human response around. After feeding thousands of people, he needs to be alone. It's not just an introvert quality to want to be alone. This is a very human thing. And each and every one of us are called to that. Time to be alone. So Jesus, he sends off the crowds, sends away even his disciples, and he goes up a high mountain to pray, to be with God. So too, this is what each and every one of us are called to. In these unprecedented times, we're still called to pray, to have a personal relationship with God. God chose us, we are adopted by him in our baptism. And so how are we supposed to have this personal relationship with him? By spending time with him in prayer, by listening to his still small voice, by being like Jesus, going up a high mountain to pray to be with God the Father.